joining us in the studio, Saul Thompson. He is the CEO of the Chevra Kedisha. And Purim Sameach to you. How are you?
Good morning, team. How are you doing?
Excellent. Thank you. Yeah, so a lot of breaking news this morning. Of course, we know that King David Linksfield has now reached an agreement with the government to bring 151 of the Wuhan people back, and they're going to be staying at King David as a quarantine center, which is quite incredible. We're seeing a lot of this type of action coming from the Jewish community. Just yesterday, the Jewish Board of Deputies went to China Mall, China City, what's it called? Zanati, you go there all the time. I've never been in my life. They went to show support, which I know is a very, very good thing. It left me completely unmoved, but I know that I'm meant to be moved by it, and I'm sure it is a great thing to do, indeed. Please, can you recap what these 150 people are? These 151 people, were people that have been stuck, South Africans who have been stuck in Wuhan, and they've been looking for a place for them. Originally, they thought they would send them to the Free State, but nobody wanted to go there. So that fell through, and we believe in terms of Zanati's news that they have reached an agreement with King David Linksfield where they will be housed during their quarantine period. What do you think about that? Saul Thompson, very, very good morning. You've got bigger things to worry about.
Well, Howard, I mean, I'm not sure I do. I mean, I went a little bit pale when you said that.
Right.
And then I think I heard the Sandringham Garden suggestion before I heard what it was for.
Right.
Let me tell you that I should have been spending my week preparing for Purim because it is a massive day for us. But of course we, as everybody else, are busy preparing for, you know, what potentially could be. And, the suggestion of Sandringham Gardens, well, I think, you know, one just needs to look at the statistics, and clearly, you know, we worry about the elderly and the vulnerable most.
Of course, and that is actually the issue around this virus is, yeah. And that is why most of us should be very, very cautious with how we are behaving in terms, especially because you can pass that on to elderly people or people who are compromised.
Yeah, I think it's interesting because it really, you see the communal effect of this.
Mm.
We live in community. Everything we do is in community. Mm. We gather a lot. We shake hands a lot. We hug. We kiss. We're at services together. We're at the funerals together. We're always congregating. And I think that is obviously a concern. And, of course we're concerned about the vulnerable people that we look after, the immunocompromised. I really wasn't intending on talking about it, but I actually think it is important.
It is an important conversation. Yeah. And I don't want to take you down a road that you don't necessarily want to go because it is actually very important.
Well, I do want to go there, and I think maybe not today, maybe in time it would be important to talk about it because there is a possibility that we may start to restrict access to Sandringham Gardens, particularly for people who've traveled abroad or are showing, you know, symptoms for international visitors to their family. We need to preserve, you know, the health of that facility. And of course, all the facilities that we look after, the aged facilities, and we've got a lot of measures in place already. We deal with hundreds of care staff that we need to look after. So, you know, it's something that we've put a lot of time and attention to already, to be very prepared. And please God, we won't get there, but that preparation is important. And I think maybe if I just, you know, 1 minute use the opportunity to say that those that are visiting, you know, any of our facilities and those loved ones, you know, if you have been overseas in the last 2 to 3 weeks or you are showing symptoms, you know, just
be responsible.
Don't come to those facilities. Yeah. Let us know in advance.
Just don't arrive.
I agree. And patient with security guards. I feel for security guards as they try protect access to various places. You know, and these things are important, and we're very sensitive to it, but let's not put it down on today's beautiful celebrations. That is Purim. Mm. And please God, the miracles continue to flow in our times.
Absolutely. We're going to go to news headlines, then sports with Louis Karpus. After that, we'll be back with Saul Thompson. He's the CEO of the Chevra Kadisha. We're going to be talking about their campaign that they are running today, the campaign around giving money to the poor, which actually is an obligation on Purim. It is 7:30. Joining us in the studio, Saul Thompson. Saul, the CEO of the Chev, tell us about the responsibility, the campaign, the amount of work that goes into the distribution of money to the poor on Purim, because it is a big undertaking and a very, very, one with a huge amount of responsibility.
Yeah, thanks, Howard. I mean, it's now something we've been doing for, actively like this for a really, a good few years. So we've become, pretty slick at the operation, but as you say, it is a huge undertaking. I think there are probably over 100 people working on this. If you look at across all the hotspots we have around town and all the collection points, as well as, you know, our digital collection mechanisms and our call center, and you know, it really is a huge vibrant day for us. And that's, you know, just on the collection side, but I think the distribution side is just as impressive. You know, just, you know, the array of activities, the logistics of distributing so much money in one day, is huge. And making sure that, you know, we reach everybody in need and making sure that nobody's turned away today. I think that's the goal. And, you know, we've done a lot of good stuff recently, which we talk about, but, it's just a wonderful day for me at the Chev. It's a day when we collect. It's a day when we distribute. It's a day when there's festivities across, you know, all the facilities. And, you know, we wouldn't let Corona even dampen our spirits today.
Yeah, it's an incredible thing, because often you, obviously your responsibility is to collect charity, but you're distributing it in a way sometimes that is very sort of, and obviously this is measured too, but measured, you've got a budget, you're working longer term, you're worrying about all the different facilities, which are quite significant, that you have responsibility for. Purim is somewhat different because the money's coming in from people and it's actually going out. So it's almost without that same level of obviously immense responsibility, but yes. it's not as owner. Well, I'm trying to think of what the word is, but it actually flows. It flows easier. You don't need to think too much about it.
Yeah, I think maybe less structured in a way. So I think, you know, it's maybe I'd call it structured chaos, in a sense. We still want to have the, you know, the Chev governance layer throughout this process. It's very easy to get carried away. And I think over time we've tried to improve on the protocols and the processes and be just a bit more prepared to deal with, you know, the massive undertaking, so that it isn't just havoc. So yes, I think you're right. One of the big things that the Chev is proud of is that throughout the year we are very measured and structured.
Measured
in our
is
approach.
A good word, yeah. Exactly.
And we make sure that we're doing what's right, because we've got a huge responsibility distributing your tzedakah to the right people in the right way, and that is a huge pressure. On Purim, we kind of relax that a bit. Anyone who walks in gets. There's no questions asked. There's no, you know, whoever comes and is in need gets. Having said that, we know who the people are in this town. I think that's one of the reasons it's good that we do this on Purim Day, because we can make sure that everybody's getting something, in a very dignified, private way.
I was going to ask about that. How does that work in terms of retaining people's dignity? Because nobody wants to know that, you know, that it can't be a good feeling to be a recipient.
So we do it in a few different ways. I mean, the one way is we schedule. We, please God, anticipate the community's wonderful response based on the previous year's response, and we schedule payments to be made to people on the day, or schedule it so that they receive their payments on the day. They don't need to come in. But then we it's interesting, because in the last year or two, we've created this big Purim tent, physical tent on our campus, where we say anyone who is in need, just come and join us in the festivities, in the celebrations. Come and enjoy a big Purim Suda. So it's this massive marquee. I think last year we had nearly 1,000 people come on the day. We put up big billboards and posters to say anyone who is in need, just come. And then, you know, we sit with cash envelopes, because if there's someone unexpected, the envelopes are prepared. We want them to get, you know, physical physical cash on the day. We make sure that they get food on the day, that they eat and participate in the Suda. And then we have gifts, which is amazing. Some of our donors line up with, you know, last year we distributed toys. We had one of our donors who sends us boxes and boxes of toys.
How wonderful.
And we had every parent come and choose something for their kids.
Incredible.
So it's kind of a little bit unstructured in that way, but it's open, and it's for those who, you know, who don't want to participate in the big festivities, they don't, but many of them do, and it's really such an uplifting feeling, and that's my favorite thing.
Yeah, so what's interesting to me is how many people get involved in working for the Chev, with the Chev, being part of the whole structure, because they're people who want to give and want to help and want to solve community issues. But realistically, a lot of the time is actually spent being responsible, worrying about things, planning things. Actually, it might even be turning people away, which is never a good feeling. So this is one day of the year, actually, that for the Chev as an organization must be tremendously positive, because it's actually why people got involved in the first place, which is to do good and to feel the good and see the good that they're doing.
Yeah, absolutely. It's kind of unconstrained kindness. And it is beautiful. And we see that. We see the, you know, there are lots of volunteers who get involved and help at their shuls and come into, you know, into the homes and make, you know, just a lot of joy for our residents across all the facilities. You know, there's almost 1,000 people living in Chev facilities across, you know, Joburg. And, you know, there's something, there's a school, that comes to, you know, to one of the, to Sanrium Gardens, during the day today. Last night we had, one of the shuls, Rabbi Rodel, brought his entire community to our parents' home. And they joined with the residents, and this chesed is on your doorstep. It's one of the beautiful things about Joburg. It's accessible. It's easy. We see those partnerships. It's still important though that we kind of put up these, can I say Chinese walls, between, we ensure the protection between the givers and receivers. That's one of the Chev's, big things, the integrity and, the dignity
dignity.
So we don't, you know, the Purim tent is far away from the collection hotspots, and we don't bring our donors in through that access point.
In fact, a few comments and, a few questions. Where can we drop off cash? Where can we go to make a donation? So we've been giving you that information throughout the morning and yesterday, let me make it easier for you. You can donate online using the Chevra Kedisha Smart Can app. So if you haven't already done so, go and download that app. You also stand a chance of winning a smartphone. You could also get down to one of the hotspots. That's happening at Kosher World, Genesis, Sandringham Strip, or Josie Blue, and that's where you can make your donation. You can also go online to www.jhbchev.co.za, and I think it's an incredibly easy way to do it. It's so convenient. I know that they were sitting outside, some representatives from the Chev were sitting outside the synagogue that I was at last night. You just take your credit card. Will they accept cash? A few people are asking.
So it's interesting. Of course we will. The hotspots do, but I think I wanted to talk about that because we're trying to move away from cash in the charitable world. I know that it's a common thing, but tzedakah cans and coins become a governance issue. You know, you've got to follow that process, make sure it's protected. So that's why I think the app is such a good thing. I encourage people to download it. I've got it here, Howard. Unfortunately, it's linked to my credit card, so I'm going to ask you
So that's not a problem.
Just to swap. We've got a dedicated Purim can. So now to swap the coin into the can, you can choose the can.
I see. Right.
Now don't select.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. How much do you want to give?
Yeah, that's my credit card, eh?
All right. How convenient is
it? Yeah.
So, Natty, you've got to look at this. Let's go cancel. Look at that. So there's your, I know we are running a few minutes late.
Yes.
Okay. So there's your can.
Yes.
Now you take your coin and you put
and then you've got your options. Oh.
So 18 Rand, 180, 1800 or other.
Wow.
That
that's
is awesome.
Simple.
Very, yeah. So very I think simple. We've seen a great response to this. you know, and I think in time we're going to add features so that it will be a useful tool for community members, even visiting the cemetery in due course. So I suggest, you know, downloading it, and we're trying to incentivize people by giving away a cell phone to somebody who donates on Purim using the app. So download it. You can search SmartCan, and we're trying to get cashless for good governance purposes. So it is, I think, for us the preferred way of doing it, and we've seen a tremendous response. I'm looking forward to seeing what the stats look like by the end of this Purim to see how many more people have downloaded using the app, donated using the app.
All right.
But you can give cash, of course. Cash is king. We'll take it, but it's getting less and less popular.
Absolutely right.